So it's really important that you take care of yourself and that you be in the joy and the fullness of your own life. Because every time that you connect with your incarcerated family member, whoever you are and what you're experiencing is what you're bringing to them. And they're in a challenging enough situation. They're feeling all of those negative emotions of guilt, shame, blame, regret. Whatever it is they're going through, you don't have to be there too. And it's okay if you are. You may have to address those feelings, but know that you are not the one who is incarcerated here. And you bring them the source of who you are. And if you allow yourself to get depleted, you're giving from an empty cup. And you're bringing them more of that energy that they really don't want. And it's not serving either one of you. So it's really important that you take the time for you to love you. You don't have to be incarcerated too. And give yourself permission to know that whatever it was that put them behind bars, those were their choices. And you don't have to make those choices, and you can make choices that make you stronger and more sourced from your own love. And just bringing yourself now into your heart center and feeling that love. And if it's a challenge to feel that love, I'm going to invite innocence in, a baby or a kitten or a puppy, and just feel the pure love of nature. It could be the love of a flower, or maybe it's food, but just bring in something that you really love and allow that love to take you into your own heart, to the infinite love that is not depletable. And allow yourself to go into that heart center and source yourself with love, that infinite love. And then as you're in that infinite love space, bring your awareness to Mother Earth and how she is always providing for us. And she is always sourcing food, shelter, clothing. It's all coming from the earth, and allowing yourself to be resourced and recognizing the beautiful sun and the rain and whatever is your favorite weather, and feeling that fullness that life is offering in every moment, and appreciating your own freedom. You don't have to serve the sentence with them. You're not incarcerated. Allow yourself to be resourced by your breath, this freedom, your connection to divine, and breathe it in and feel that vitality, feel that abundance of nature that's always available to you. And know that when you visit, when you communicate with your loved one, that this is the fullness that's going to support them most. Not that guilt, shame, blame, and less than attitude that does not serve you, that does not serve them. Allowing yourself to care for yourself and be in the joy of life. And this is right. This is right for you to be loving you, enjoying your life, feeling the richness. Just imagine you being in that richness and thinking of them, how in that moment you can share it with them. You can toast your glass, and they can feel that too. You can have that love together in this moment through the quantum field. You can share this enjoyment. You can get out there. You can skydive. You can read a book. You can feel the sunshine on your skin. You can float in the pool. Whatever that enjoyment is for you, with a thought, you can bring it to them. And that's like a breath of fresh air to them in that most confined space. And know that you living the fullness of your life is the best thing that you can do for your loved one who's incarcerated. Keep loving you, keep resourcing you. Remember, you can't give from an empty cup. So being in the sentence, in the incarceration with them, does not mean depleting yourself. Stay source, stay in your love, stay in your light, stay in your joy. Allow yourself to feel all of that. And in the moments that you think of them, share that with them in that moment, even if it's in a breath, even if it's in a thought. Give them that little kiss of love in that moment. And that, through the quantum field, makes a difference for them. Please know this and say yes to you. Yes to your freedom. Yes to your love. And yes to your joy. And I'm going to say yes to you and thank you.